Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, we saw the famous Kasha of Tosfos in Yevamos and Daf Tes Amud Aleph. How is it so simple to the Gemara that according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Kiddushin cannot be performed between Chai Be'Lavin, that he also holds that they can't do Chalitza and Yibum? We saw the Teretz of the Avnei Miluim, and a number of Kashas were presented on the Avnei Miluim, and now we're going to get to the Teretz of Rav Amiel in his Darkei Kinyanim, Darkei Moshe, Darkei Kinyanim, Chelek Beis, Shmait Zayin, Perek Aleph. And his answer is based on a number of hanachos, a number of suppositions. The Parshas Drachim, in Derech Mitzvah Secha Chelek Gimel, Dibra Maaschil Vidda, is choker about someone with whom there is Chai Ve'Lavin Ve'Eseh, that midoraisa you do chalitza and you don't do yibum. If it's a chiyuv kares, then you don't do chalitza or yibum. But if it's chai ve'lavin ve'esei, then you do chalitza. Can't do yibum because we don't want to be over on the lav and the esei, but at least do chalitza. So what would be the din if they didn't listen? Instead of just doing chalitza, they actually did yibum. Are they only over on the lav and the esei that forbade them from being together? Or according to the Riva, the famous Riva in Chulin and Tosfos Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, who says that if you have an assay, and against that assay you have a los assay and an assay, which he shouldn't be doing the assay, but he does the assay anyway, the assay is taka docha the lav, and all that's left is the assay. It wasn't docha the assay, so he did an avera by being docha the assay, but he taka was docha the lav, just like normally say assay docha los assay. If you have an assay versus an los assay and an assay, the assay is docha the los assay, just the assay remains in place. You're not allowed to do the first place, but if he did it, he taka was docha the los assay. So if you have two people who aren't allowed to be together because they have a chiyuv lav and an asay, and daraisa, they're supposed to do chalitza and not yibum, they did yibum anyway. So the shaila is, kim tfor the shaila, do we say that they're only over on the asay, or maybe asay and lo asay, according to the Riva, just the asay, they're only over on being mevatel the asay, or do we say no, that sins self. There's an Isser Eishes Ach. Normally, Eishes Ach, you're not allowed to marry. You're not allowed to marry your brother's wife. But in this case, where the brother died without children, there's a special heter in the Torah. And here, one doesn't have that heter, why not? Because there's an Asay and a Los Asay involved, so we tell Duchalitza Naibum. So maybe we go back to the original Chiyuv Kareish. And there's again, once again, an Isser Eishes Ach. So it's mer harber, it's more chamor. It's not just an asay and a losay. Once, by power of the asay and losay, they're now allowed to do yibum. If they do it, they're over on Eishes Ach also. Not just on the asay and losay that they have between them. That's the chakira of the Parshas Drachim. That's number one. Number two, we have a sugi in the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara there says, it says in the Pasuk, V'alsi Yevamto Ashara, Shein Tamilo Yevamto, Ma Tamilomar Yevamto, Yeshle Yevam Achas, Shol Lechalitza Veno Liyibum, Vezu Zuzu Chai Be'Lavin. Now you learn that there is a Yevama that can do Chalitza, not Yibum. And that's if you have a Chai Be'Lav. If you have a Chai Be'Lav, there's going to be Chalitza, but not Yibum. Ve'ema asks the Gemara Chai Be'Krisus. Maybe it's talking about Chai Be'Krisus in the Pasuk. Maybe Chai Be'Krisus also should do Chalitza Na'ibu. And the Gemara brings a Pasuk, No. We have a Pasuk that Chai Be'Krisus don't do. The Gemara says, Ma'ra Yisa. Ma'ra Yisa. Why did you choose this and not that? Why do you say that the one Pasuk we have, to say that you don't do anything, that's referring to Chai Be'Krisus? And the pasuk that says that they do chalitza, from the word yevimto, we learn about Chai Be'Lavin. How did you know to choose that the pasuk that tells you to do nothing is talking about chayvei krisis, and the pasuk that tells you just to do chalitza is talking about chayvei lavin. Answers the Gemara, mistaber chayvei lavin tofsibu kedushin, chayvei krisis lo tofsibu kedushin. It's more mistaber that chayvei lavin are going to do chalitza. Why are chayvei lavin going to do chalitza? Because tofsibu kedushin. And therefore, when the pasuk says im lo yachvot ish lakachas, if he doesn't want to take her, even though this taking is not a lechatchila taking, lechatchila is not supposed to take her in the first place, but nevertheless, we say that if he doesn't want to take her, then he should do chalitza, even though it's not a lekicha lechatchila. But nevertheless, he should do chalitza. And this is talking about chayvei lavin, that kedushin is tofes. It makes sense that when kedushin is tofes, about him we're going to talk, we're going to say he doesn't want to take her, because there is an option of him taking her. But chayvei krisus, lo tafsibu kedushin. But Chayvei Krisus, Kedushin isn't even Tofes at all. Remember, only according to Rabbi Akiva, Chayvei Lavin, Kedushin isn't Tofes. But according to the Rabbanan, Chayvei Lavin, Kedushin is Tofes. So since Kedushin is Tofes by Chayvei Lavin, then let them also do Chalitza. And that's what the Pasuk is talking about. Vim lo yachbots, if he doesn't want to take her, then let him do Chalitza. But if it's Chayvei Krisus, that there's no Kedushin at all, there's no Lakachas at all, so they're going to be mismayed from the Pasuk of Im lo yachbots ish lakachas. If he doesn't want to take her, he should do Chalitza. And therefore, for Chayvei Krisus, there's going to be no Chalitza at all. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara is mechalik between Chayvei Lavin and Chayvei Krisus. The Chayvei Lavin are going to do Chalitza, and Chayvei Krisus don't have to do anything. She's right away Muteres Lashuk. So the Chora, it's mashma, the Teres of the Gemara is that Chayvei Lavin are more Kal than Chayvei Krisus. And the Raya is, look, Chayvei Lavin Kedushin is Chal, and Chayvei Krisus Kedushin is not Chal. And therefore, it's more mistaber to be Mamid the Pasuk that's Memayit Chalitza for Chayvei Krisus, because it's more chamor, and the psukim that are including chalitza, that are marbe chalitza, and not yibum, is going to be talking about Chayvei Lavin, since Chayvei Krisus are more chamor. Kedushin isn't tofes. Chayvei Lavin kedushin is tofes. This is very shver to understand. Like the Rishon already asked. That's the only way we know that Chayvei Krisus are more chamor than Chayvei Lavin. How do you know Kriya Chayvei Krisus more Chamor than Chayvei Lavin? Because Chayvei Krisus Kedushin Aron Chal, and Chayvei Lavin Kedushin Aron Chal. That's the only way we know the difference between the two. Come on. We know that every Chayvei Krisus Yesh B'chal Masayim Onim. Within 200 you have 100, which means every Chayvei Krisus is also Chayvei Lav. On top of that, it's a Chiyuv Kares. So about that's more chamer. So if you want to tell me that you have to do chalitza by lav because it's less chamer, and the raya is that kedushin are tofes, and karis is more chamer, raya is kedushin not tofes, you have to come out to kedushin. We know on our own, karis is more chamer than a lav. As ma rotza agmara po, ma rotza agmara. So it must be that when it comes to doing chalitza, there's really no difference between Chayvei Krisus and Chayvei Lavin. One's more chamor, one's less chamor. Mar says, Umar Raisa, and why did you include Lavin for Chalitza and Achavi Kritzas? It can't be because the Gemara is asking that the Gemara doesn't know that Chayvei Krisus are more chamer than Chayvei Lavin. Can't be. That we already knew. That we already knew. And not only we already know that, but then what's the teretz of this is Tofis Kedushin, is not Tofis Kedushin? So what's pshat here in the Gemara? What's going on? So the Rishonim already opened up our eyes. Look in the Chidushei Ramban. Comes out from him that Bemis, that was the Kasha of the Gemara, Mara Isa. As the Gemara knew at the very beginning that Chayvei Krisus are more chamer than Chayvei Lavin. But that's all Ben Okei Liyibum. But what Shaychus does it have to Chalitza? By Chalitza, there's no Kares, there's no Lav. She just takes off the guy's shoe and spits on the ground. Says what she says and she's done. So, does the Kainim say? So what's the problem of it being a kares or a lav? And then the Gemara's mitarates that mistabra chayvei lav in tafsibu kedushin chayvei kritzis lo tafsibu kedushin. It's mistabra that chayvei lav in where there is a tfisis kedushin is going to be chalitza, but chayvei kritzis is no tfisis kedushin is not going to be chalitza. In other words, that Zika is Me'en Kedushin. And since both Yibum and Chalitza come Mikoach the Zika, which is the Siba that's Misabeves as Shnehem, it all starts with Zika, that this connection that she has to this guy. And that Zika brings about the Chi of Chalitza and Yibum. And therefore, Chai Be'lavin, that there's a Tfisis Kedushin, that means the Zika is also Tofeses. The Yibum as an Isulav. Don't start with the Yibum. But the Chalitza is Tofeses. Because that's not a... Because that's not there. There's no Isulav. There's a Zika there. When it comes to Chavei Lavin, the Zika starts. Because there's a Tfisis Kedushin. Zika is a little bit of Kedushin. So once there's a Zika by Chayvei Lav, you can also have Chalitza, because Chalitza comes from the Zika. You can't have Yibum. Yibum's an Isser. Don't start with Yibum. Please. No Yibum. Thank you. But Chalitza, yes. Because there's a Zika. There's a start. Since Zika is defined as Mixus Kedushin, Memela, that's going to bring about the Chiyuv Chalitza. But Chayvei Krisus is lo tafsi b'kedushin. What does that mean? It means the Zika is not nitfas at all. The Zika doesn't start. Since there's no Kedushin for Chayvei Krisus, there's also no Zika, there's no Mixus Kedushin. And it's not mitzad the chi of kores. Oh, it's so chamor. We know it's more chamor, but it's mitzad that chavi kriyas lo tafsibu kedushin. Lo tafsibu kedushin. Meimel, there's no zika. There's no zika. There's no chalitza to talk about. So that's the chiluk. That's why the Gemara chose that lavin is going to be chalitza, but kriyas is going to be no chalitza, because by lavin there's going to be chalitza because there's zika. Mixes kedushin. Mixes Kedushin, there is by Lav, because by Lav there's Tfisis Kedushin. You can have Zika, which is Mixes Kedushin. Meli have Chalitza, but not Yibum, but Chalitza. And by Chayvei Krisus, no! By Chayvei Krisus, lo tafsibu Kedushin. By Chayvei Krisus, lo tafsibu Kedushin. And in Meli there's no Zika. Zika doesn't start, Zika is Mixes Kedushin. There is no Mixes Kedushin. And therefore there's no Chalitza or Yibum to talk about. Rashi, Yevamas, Chesamet Beis, Dibor Maschel, Lichel, Rabbi Shimon. Writes Vizika have a kiktas kedushin like the sheet of the Ramban. That's another hanacha. So the first hanacha is this chakir of the parashas drochim, that if you have a chayv elavin ve'esei, and they're not allowed to do yibum, they do it anyway. Is it just that they're over on the essay, or maybe also the lab, depending whether you hold the rivar or not? Or no, do you say they're even over on Eish Yisach? And now we have this Yisod of it being mixes about that Zika's mixes Kedushin. And therefore by Chayvei Lavin, where there is Kedushin, according to the Chachamim, you can also have Chalitza, because that's where the Chalitza comes from this Zika, which is Ksas Kedushin. Kalashin Kotcha Shel Rashi. Number 3, Shitas HaRishonim. Look in the Rashba in Yevamis. That it says, "Em Aleph Amid Aleph." Yevamis Shehutra Vinesra Vachazra Vahutra Tachzur LaTeira Rishon. A Yevama that was Mutter, and then became Asur, and then became Mutter again, goes back to her first Heter. So the simple meaning is that there's again a Mitzvah Yibam on her. But the Rishonim are dyke in the Lashon of the Gemara and said it should have said not Tachzor LaTeira HaRishon but Tachzor LaMitzvasa HaRishon. And they answer that Be'emes it's not Darchei Noam that there should be a Chiyuv of Mitzvah Yibum after it was already Nitcha. So even though there's no more Mitzvah Yibum, but we don't say like we normally say, that one of the two. Either there's a mitzvah siyibum, and if not, there's an isher eisha sa'ach. We don't say that. We don't say it's either going to be one or the other. Either a mitzvah siyibum or an eisha sa'ach. Here we have a middle ground. That mechad gisa, there's no mitzvah siyibum. And midach gisa, there's no isher eisha sa'ach. Because since there was a heter, and the zika was chal, and zika's mayein ishus, like we said, Mixes Kedushin. Even when she's Neseres, there's no longer an Isser Eish Yisach. Only the Isser that came up, this particular Isser. We're talking about a case where she was Mutter to do Yibum, and then some sort of Isser came between her and this man, and then the Isser went away. So if she would be with him in this interim stage where there's an Isser, the Yisr is only going to be that specific Yisr. But not the Yisr of Eish Yisach. Because once there's the Zika doesn't go away. It's Mayein Ishus. So you're right, she's Naseret, but she's Naseret. It's a Zayt Gazach. It's a side thing. But it's not an Yisr Eish Yisach. Al Tzei Yisach, there's still Mutter. The Torah is Matir Eish Yisach. And once the Zika starts, it doesn't go away. Umimela Kishen Estalka Asiba Batalam Asubav. When the Sibu and this Isser goes away, then there's no more Isser in them for them being together, and she can go back to this guy. So we see from this a Chiddush Nifla. And the Chiddush is one that's two. Number one, that there's an Ofen Emtzai. That you can have a case where there's no Mitzvah Zibu, but there's also no Isser Eish Yisach. Number two, when there's a Zika, there can't be an Isser Eish Yisach. Because it's Tardi Desasri. Because the whole gather of Zika is Mayein Ishus of the Ochachai. And that's Docha, the Isser Eish Yisach of the mace. Zika's Ishus. A little bit of it. And that's Docha the Isser Eish Yisach. And even if you're a Mevatel Zika, there's some Isser here, but you're not Mechadish the Isser Eish Yisach. Because Isser Eish Yisach has to be chal immediately. Their children, when the brother dies, is an Isser Eish Yisach. But when there are no children, the Zika is created, and that's it. Now there's a Zika. Which means there's no Isser Eish Yisach anymore. It's a little bit of Ishus. Darkei Moshe's Mitzayin here in the footnote to the Chedushin of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Yehuda Kohen Shkop. Yevamis Simon Lamites. So that's the third hanacha. So the first hanacha we had was the chakir of the parashas Drachim. When there's a lavan asay, do you also go back to the original Issereishis Ach? The second is to show that Zika is mixus ishus, and therefore, if it's only a chi of lav, there can be chalitza because there's a little bit of ishus to bring the chalitza about, but not. There's a chi of karis because there's no tfisus kedushin, and there's no Zika, and there's no yibum chalitza. And then the third anacha was that you have this mari de gezach that there's an ofen emtsai, there's no mitzvah of yibum, but there's also no iserivation sach. And once you have the Zika stays. And once you have the Hanacha 2 and 3, Beis and Gimel, we can answer the Chakira, the Shaila of the Parashas Drachim. Because according to this, it emerges, and according to the one who holds that Kedushin Artofitz B'chavei Lavin. If you hold that Kedushin Artofitz B'chavei Lavin, like the not Rabbi Akiva holds, the other rabbis hold, ובכל מקום שקדושים תופסים, as we saw, the Zika is also nitfas, as long as Kedushin is a possibility. There is a Zika, like we saw in Hanacha Beis. And our second assumption, second supposition, that's the right word, and now there can no longer be an Isser Eishes Ach, because that's Tarti the Sasri. And even if the Zika goes away, since once there's a Zika for one moment, there can no longer be an Isser Eishes Ach, like we saw in Hanacha Gimel, that he avama shehutra v'nesra, v'chazer v'hutra, tachzor l'atera rishon. Why? Why does she go back to original l'atera? Because once there's a Zika, the Isser Eishes Ach is never mischadesh, even if in the interim she became usher for other reasons, but the Isser of Eishes Ach is gone. But according to the one who holds that Kedushin are not Tovitz B'chai B'Elav and Rabbi Akiva, and when there's no Kedushin, there's also no Zika. If there's no Kedushin and there's no Zika, so what do we say? What prevented the Isser Eishes Ach from being Chal? The fact there was a Zika. But if there's no Zika, then you go back to the original Eishes Ach. When there's no Zika, the only reason that we said that there's no Isser Eishes Ach, even when there's another Isser involved, even when they're not allowed to be together, is because there's a Zika. But if there's no Zika to start with, then there is an Isser Eishes Ach. Memela, we can answer the kasha of Tosfos. Because what was Tosfos' kasha? Why is it so posh of the Gemara that according to Rabbi Akiva, Chayvei Lavin can't do Chalitz or Yibum? How do we know? Maybe they can. Maybe he has to do chalos to say. Isn't the hate? No, it's Pashas the Gemara. The Kohen Rabbi Akiva, it's not. Why? Because even though normally I say it's do chalos to say, here it's not just tam halos to say. Here it's a los to say sheish bakares. Because there's no Zika. If there's no Zika, then there's an Isser Eishes Ach. And that's a kares. So why there's no chalitz and yibum? How do you do chalitz and yibum if there's a chiyum karis involved? We only said in the Gemara that according to the Mandamar that kedushin artovitz b'chayv elav, where you only have a lav, with the kedushin artovitz b'chayv elav in there, you only have a lav. Since kedushin artovitz b'chayv elav in, so maybe it's a zika, and therefore you can do a chalitza. Because that Zika creates this mixus kedushin, and then they can do, and that brings about the chiyuv of chalitza to undo the mixus kedushin. But that's only if you hold that it's only a lav. But once we are poshet the chakira of the parashas drachim, and we say that in the absence of zika, when there's a lav involved, we go back to the original iser of Eishes Ach. We said only if there's a zika, there's no iser Eishes Ach. But if there's no zika, then there is an iser Eishes Ach. So according to Rabbi Akiva, then it's going to be a chayve krisus. It's not just going to be a lav anymore, because you're not only going to have the problem of whatever chi of lav there is between this man and this woman, but it's also going to be an iser of eishes ach, which is a kares. So melech pashit, there's no yibum chalitza for chayve krisus, because there's no zika, there's nothing. There's no zika, it's a chi of kares, and you don't pachlal come on to any yibum and chalitza. Yibum and chalitza only start with a zika. The only that's mevatel yisur eishes ach is the zika, but according to Rabbi Akiva, there is no zika. Why is there no zika? Because kedushin aren't tofes. Kedushin aren't tofes because of the lav. But Kedushin aren't tofes. Kedushin aren't tofes, then the Zika is also not nitfeses. And if the Zika is not nitfeses, then if they're together afterwards, even though they're only alive, but they also have to come on besides their love that they have together, that they're not allowed to be together, wherever the love may be, but they also have the kares of Eishes Ach. If you have a kares of Eishes Ach and no Zika, and Rabbanu Shalom, of course, there's going to be no chalitza and yibum. So nidos far entfer the kasha in Taisvis. And then we actually have a Rashi on Ayin Tes and Divu Amaschil Kachavi Krisis Dami. And when a Saris who's not molded, is with Eishes Achiv, it's going to be like Chayve Krisus. V'koy Aleb Isser Eishes Ach, even though it's really only a lav, but once the lav says that they're not allowed to be together, Al Tsaris, the Memela, we go back to the Isser Eishes Ach. We say they're also us or else Eishes Ach. Memela, there's no Zika. And there's no need for Chalitza. And Rav Amiel goes on to prove more from the Yerushalmi. And we will leave it here. I would highly recommend that you go and learn the Sefer yourself. That's nice to learn together. Again, Darkei Kinyanim, Shmaitz Zayin, Perek Aleph. And we should all be Zoche. Lomo du lelamid lishma v'lasu l'kamis kol divrei tzal v'tarasu v'havo. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.